sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play. Sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play.
Suburban Tire Auto Care Center, Chicagoland's tire professionals, is the store to get your car ready for winter. Suburban Tire stocks thousands of tires from all the brand names, including Michelin, where right now you can get a $70 mail-in rebate. Rebate offer good November 10th through December 8th. Stop in now and get $20 off any oil change or $40 off coolant flush. Forget the national chains. Visit them at SuburbanTire.com for money-saving coupons or their store locations in St. Charles, Hanover Park, Oswego, Roselle, or the Superstore on North Avenue in Glendale Heights. Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's premier independent tire dealer. See redemption form for complete offer details. Offer expires 12/8/14. Void or prohibited. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
Bears choose as their next head coach. The Score is your source for the most comprehensive analysis of potential candidates. Plus, when news breaks, we'll have all the details. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Carrie Sayers. Wolves are home this Friday night against Lake Erie and Saturday night against division rival Rockford. Could the Bears coaching search be over soon? Former Broncos coach Don Fox expected to visit with the Bears at Hallis Hall today. His number one choice for a landing spot, according to Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network.
It's all adding up here. Whether or not they can get together today and feel real good about each other remains to be seen, but you know, you got to think there's a chance, the Bears have this all wrapped up with a bow on it before we get to the weekend.
That was Brad Biggs with Mullen and Hanley this morning. Meanwhile, Lions defensive coordinator Terrell Austin, who interviewed with the Bears yesterday, is now a candidate in Denver and has a second interview with the Falcons scheduled for tomorrow. The Raiders are reportedly close to hiring Jack Del Rio. Rex Ryan introduced in Buffalo this morning. He predicted that the Bills will end their long postseason drought and promised that he will build a bully that opposing teams won't want to face. Aaron Rodgers named the league's MVP by the Pro Football Writers of America today. J.J. Watt named Defensive Player of the Year. Peyton Manning is winner of the Bart Starr Award. Mike Dunleavy will miss his seventh straight game tonight against the Wizards with his sore ankle. The Bulls have won 8 of 10 home games in this series. 7 o'clock tip at the UC. Blackhawks back to work, practicing today at Johnny's. They'll practice again tomorrow before hosting Winnipeg Friday. Jonathan Toews and Nick Foligno of the Blue Jackets have been named team captains for the NHL All-Star Weekend in Columbus. Kaner will wear the A, but for Team Foligno. College hoops, Northwestern hosts Illinois, a game you can hear on the Score at 8 o'clock. And Notre Dame visits Georgia Tech. The Irish will be without forward Zach August. He's been suspended indefinitely for academic reasons. And DePaul gives women's basketball coach Doug Bruno an extension till 2020. This scoreboard update brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com. And interact with your favorite shows on 670 The Score, brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. Text to 670-11. And we'll send you a message confirming we received it. Message and data rates apply. Your Menard Score weather forecast. We even have a little peek of the sunshine out our window, but temperatures still chilly. Only expected to reach 19 today. We're almost there now. Up to 30 tomorrow. I'm Carrie Sayers, and you're listening to the Home for Bears Fans, Chicago's number one sports station for breaking Bears news and information. Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thank you to our guests today on Speaks of Madeline, Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com, Andy Lindahl from KOA in Denver. If you want to know more about the John Fox situation and about the man, you could listen to that. Mark Schanowski, always good, from Comcast Sportsnet. They have pregame tonight at 6:30. John Wall and Derrick Rose, among others, going head-to-head. And Anthony Adams just told us about Dan Quinn. Our producers are Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, and Adam Harris. Brian Gertsch does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Brian, don't call me Britt Burns, is the intern. And thank you for the updates there, Kerry Sayers. Tomorrow we'll do a radio show with people on it and topics and all kinds of stuff.
My question is, could we have a press conference tomorrow?
Yep. Possible.
Could we?
Yep. Sure could.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, you could.
Yes, you easily could. Yes, and you could. I think that it's that barring something unforeseen, barring
lock the building and not let him out.
Barring weirdness, we could know something before the show's over.
Yep.
Today.
Correct.
Agree with them. That and would be smart. Remember
that would be
that.
Okay.
They're
yes,
on
I
agree. It.
It's possible.
Well, that'd
for,
be good.
Weirdness is always possible with the Bears because the Bears are weird.
You don't have to.
I don't like being smart.
But barring peculiarities or some hiccup in the numbers, I mean the agent has already been talked to.
Doubtful and hiccup on numbers.
I think it's doubtful too. And he's already started putting together. Fox has already made calls.
Dennis for Allen, we've heard about
assistant candidates. Yep.
That's the one thing that intrigues me about him the most. The assistants he can get.
Kyle Shanahan is a name that I heard late last night.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I mean, there's
not a fan.
No, I don't know him at all. Just from people I've reached out to, some people are saying he's okay, and then some people are he's fine. So I haven't got a glowing review about him.
Okay.
But there's no negative reviews. But to me, if
people in the NFL,
if somebody
like
just
him,
says,
though, Pat.
Yeah, they do.
They really do.
I know. That's just from what I've heard from some of the people I know.
Yeah, I mean, it's odd that, you know, that's one of the names that everybody stood like, oh, yeah.
What's Dennis Allen's specialty?
Defense.
But specifically,
exotic blitz packages.
Okay, was he like a linebacker's coach?
He was the defensive coordinator for Fox in Denver before he got the head coach job in Oakland. Ooh. So, yes, he is known as a defensive guy and known for his exotic blitz packages.
Secondary exotic coach. Sexual positions.
Yes. Wow. And exotic flavor profiles for his cooking. But yeah, as soon as our guy from Denver said exotic blitz packages, I went, ooh, because you know
Allen,
me.
Dennis Allen was also with Sean Payton with the Saints.
He was a secondary
coach from 2008 to 2010.
So he overlapped with Ryan Pace.
So this staff
starting to come
together,
Charlie.
Yep.
Not that tough to look around and figure
dot
this
number
one, out.
Dot number one to dot number two to dot number three. What's the picture going to be?
You haven't even mentioned a Corsi or...
I know.
So unless Ryan Pace looks at this guy and says, I don't like him. Which
don't
I
like him.
Which it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
But if outside of that...
He's allowed to.
Well, that's why one of the thoughts...
Oh, yeah, like he him. Might. He might just say, I don't want it.
See, what if he says, boy, I do want to talk to this Dan Quinn. I got to wait until Monday. John, I love you, and this was a great talk. Can we talk on Monday night?
I think, let him out of the building, he's going to be hired.
Right, I think it's his bird in the hand. I think that might be true, but I think that would be a reckless risk.
But we haven't heard anything about him being asked to interview anywhere else yet.
Fox has not been connected to any other situation.
Yeah, but he'll connect himself real fast if you let him go.
I agree. I don't want the guy to leave the building. This is you want a previous head coach? Yeah, I do, by the way. This guy,
with this team, I think we got to figure out somebody that can get the best out of them, and I think a guy with a little bit of experience at doing it has a better shot.
You have to, Terry.
He's a fixer.
Yes, he is a fixer, and he's also just establish a culture, remind people how you do things.
Reconnect.
Yes.
Because they're not very connected, and they need some. I'm not saying he's the only one who can do it.
No.
But look, they might not be any good even if they all are connected, but I know he can do that. At the minimum, I know he can do that. He can make this locker room accountable. He can do the things you want to do.
Now look where our bar is.
Right.
Seriously, look where we set the bar.
Yeah, but John Fox is pretty high.
I mean, I know.
He's a git.
But so, I mean, I don't want to lose sight of the fact that, part of the job is stabilization. Part of the job is a cleanup and a stabilization and a resetting of the foundation.
Get you into the playoffs, though.
But that's part of it. But you still, let's keep it at championships. And if he ends up being that guy, then that's great. But I don't want to keep our eyes. Let's keep
saying.
Our eyes up, down the field. Keep looking deep.
You don't want a winning record. You want championships.
Yes,
like they're talking about.
Sure,
that's
what
we want. You have to start from scratch to do things right, though, before you start to look down the field.
There's
basic things you have to reestablish.
I agree.
With this team and these players, and I'm not that. That's he's certainly not just that first, and then he can certainly look down the field. If he, no problem with that, but it's odd to say the most basic things with his team are the most necessary.
That's how, that's what Trestman did.
That's where you're left now. But you know what? It's like, if the rap on Fox is that he can't get over the hump, at least he will get you to the base of the hump.
Give me to the hump.
I'll take it.
I would like to get to the hump, please.
Give me to the hump.
It's happened. There have been coaches who just find, sometimes in the late prime of their coaching career, they find the right fit, and it happens, I'm cool with it.
I will say this. He would be the first coach ever to take three different teams to the Super Bowl. No one's ever done that.
Put that on your resume.
He's one of the six guys to take two teams to the Super Bowl. The others being Don Shula, Dan Reeves.
Vermeil.
I've got the list over here somewhere.
Does that put you in the Hall of Fame?
If you take three teams to the Super Bowl?
But you never win one? You've got to win, right?
I think you got to
win. Dungy?
Yeah.
No, Parcells with the Giants and the Patriots, Holmgren with the Packers and the Seahawks, along with Shula, Reeves, Vermeil, and John Fox. So he'd be the first ever to do it with three franchises.
A little work to do here, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
got a little work to do, and something's got to be done about Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Got to do something to him.
That's the key.
That's why you got to keep Shea on the roster.
I would just love to know if, in fact, it happens swiftly, as many expect, and when all is said and done, I really want to know what the intelligence was regarding the potential Fox ouster before any of this started. I mean, if we really rewind the timeline, not what was public, but what people thought might happen before you even hire Ernie Accorsi. When you're actually talking about some of this stuff, maybe before you even fire Trestman. I mean, who knows? It just how much the possibility of Fox or connections via Peyton and Fox and Pace. And like you say, all these dots factored into what the Bears were doing, thinking about a reasonable possibility that John Fox could be available. In the movie version, somebody walks in and sits down and says, you know, by the way, Ernie Accorsi or somebody says, I want $300,000 and I'll deliver you John Fox.
Right.
And you say, what?
Well, there seemed to be, I told you, there was Sunday night, right after the game, there's a thing that ran wide away, Fox is likely last game for Fox.
Yes.
I mean, you Glazer. See that, and it's like, I was surprised. I said, what?
Yeah, Jay Glazer had it. I think he had it even before the game.
But what if they go on to win the Super Bowl this year? What if they go on to win the Super Bowl, Denver? Is he still available? You know, was it already said, John Elway and him, with the two of them, saying no matter what happens, it's time to move on?
That's a good point. But it did come out before the game, Terry. Glazer had that if they lose, this could be Fox's last
They were having issues, Pat. I mean, John Elway is just a whack.
He's
difficult.
I love the fact he thanked himself. That was awesome.
You don't do that every day?
Yes, he did.
I did a great job.
John Elway.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, John Elway. What? No. That's exactly what you meant.
What are the odds? I mean, we're going to look back on his time here, and we're going to see it's a guy who was able to attract Peyton Manning, and then Peyton dictated the offense. And it was what it was. But, I mean, Elway did sign DeMarcus Ware. Okay. Did he draft Von Miller? He's there, I guess, when they draft Von Miller. That's a good pick.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a weird guy.
He's a crazy person. Yep.
Oh, speaking of crazy people, Kurt Busch and Patricia Driscoll. Ironically enough, Patty Driscoll. I love that the name is in the news this week.
What if he's right?
Do you think there's a chance she's an actual trained assassin?
Who's she working for?
I don't know, but it's got like this whole Kill Bill thing going on.
Right,
I love it. I mean, just the imagery. He's daft. I mean, he's under oath.
I know. What's her weapon of choice? Samurai sword?
Depends on the job.
But she has to have one weapon, right?
It's a Hanzo sword.
Right? Like a go-to weapon.
Hanzo.
Well, if she's coming back with the evening gown covered in blood, that wouldn't be a gun. That would be something a little more hands-on.
Sure. Contact poison or something. And then for the first one, or the second one, she like stabs to death with a pen. I mean, she could probably kill with anything.
So does she have like a room or a storage place somewhere where she keeps all of her weaponry?
I don't know, but it's an awfully cool story.
I did not realize when we first read the story that she is the owner of a defense contractor called Frontline Defense System that provides military equipment to the government and private companies.
Known for their exotic blitzes.
Ooh, and their killing of people by semi-attractive blonde women. So yeah, she's... it'd be fun if it's true.
To shoot as much as I like to dance and have sex.
Is that her?
That is an actual bit of the YouTube video, the documentary that she either commissioned about herself. Crazy person. Or you got more, Shep?
I have a reputation for not being the nicest person in the world, and I've earned it.
If you cross her, she'll grab you by the twist and tear him right off.
Oh, that, I'm not going to cross her then.
There's a full-length documentary.
I stand advised.
There is a documentary about the woman that she decided to make and get on the YouTube.
You don't want to mess with Patricia.
I want to kill them all.
She's one scary...
Jumpin' Jack Flash in the background. That's not licensed officially.
Are we in trouble for playing?
No, she's got to lose some money. Wow, that's some crazy stuff. I think they're the next Randy Quaid delusional couple, famous delusional couple.
And they left for Canada, right?
They had to.
Yeah, they took off.
Yeah, because they're wanted by the government. Very sad and bad.
Cousin Eddie.
But then there's Rob Conrad.
Yeah, that story's not looking too tight.
Not looking too good to me.
Oh, wait, so this is the guy who supposedly swam for 14 hours to get back to shore?
Correct. Yeah, he was fishing by himself.
Fishing solo in his boat, his 35-foot boat.
Taking his boat for repairs, but happened to stop to fish. Had it on autopilot.
Yep. Here comes a giant wave.
Giant wave. He wasn't wearing a flotation device. Didn't have the flashing light, whatever, the rescue system they cover.
Nothing
they call
but
it.
Him.
And then they found him in his underpants ringing a doorbell with his personal assistant who had taken his car to Riviera Beach.
With a total of 27 miles of swimming.
Yeah, there's a lot of experts. Dan and I were talking about it before transition. Yeah. Just don't believe it. Just don't see how that happens.
I don't know, unless you're trained, can you swim 27 miles even if you're in great shape?
In the ocean.
In the salt water as well.
In the ocean. And there were small craft advisories for 8-foot waves.
Who's the USC player who said he hurt himself trying to save somebody?
Oh, the running back.
Oh, yeah. Broke his ankles?
Yeah, yeah. Broke his ankles because he was...
jumping out of a building.
Yeah, he was drunk and scared that he was going to get caught out.
You're always going to get caught.
Yes.
That's the thing, is that the truth always comes out. You're always going to get caught. And even if you spin this web of this huge story, you're going to get caught. It's going to make it even worse. I wonder if he came out and was like, I was 9 miles away. Yeah, 9 miles. Nine miles is how far I was.
And then he was stuck at 9 miles.
Like, they're like, that's like impossible. He's like, oh, well, it was.
Yeah, I'm a former football player. It's a will to live something.
Yeah, you want to think
I definitely
that, you know,
wasn't
I mean,
parking my assistant.
It just doesn't sound right that you can swim 27 miles. I you're not dying a naiad. He's not swimming to Cuba.
The
Ironman triathlon
is 2.5 miles.
Yeah. 2.5. Okay, so that's how many times there?
They train and train for that.
How about the English Channel? Gertrude Ederle?
Did she
do 27 miles?
That's not 27 miles. It's 22, right?
Yeah, and that was a huge deal. So
it just doesn't sound right then.
No. You could drop him in there and see if he does it again. No?
Rob, we don't believe you.
Right. Well, let's just find out.
We're going to take you back out there.
Here we go. Prove it to me.
And unless you tell us what really happened, we're going to throw you back in the water.
Did anybody draft Fantastic Mr. Fox?
No.
Why?
I don't really like that movie.
How can that be an undrafted free agent?
It's yours if
not
you
the
want
movie,
it.
The book.
You got him.
That's
you
one of
him.
My absolute childhood favorites.
Oh,
well, see, I drafted my childhood favorite, and you've never heard of the movie.
Oh, it is
Fox and the Hound.
It's funny because I love Roald Dahl.
It's Roald Dahl. Oh, my gosh. Read it to Ruben. It's one of the most fun books to read. You can do all the voices of all the different characters. Kids just eat it up. It's one of my favorites, my kids' favorites.
You are a huge nerd.
Yes. Oh, come on. If you don't tell me that doing voices of characters in a book is one of the great pleasures of parenting.
All right, it's his birthday today, and part of our tradition is I will read to him from the Dr. Seuss, the birthday book. You know the birthday book? The birthday bird comes to get you in Katru, and he... takes
Packs
you to
your
the,
eyes out.
Oh, no, he takes you to the party where they have strummers who strum as they come and zummers who zum as they come. And
bring it in tomorrow. Let's do the opening
like
segment.
Yeah, we'll read the whole thing tomorrow.
We'll read the whole thing tomorrow
it's
morning.
It's a great thing.
I don't know that book at all. We had to hop on Pop and One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue
Fish.
Sure,
yeah, no, the birthday book's a good one. But, I missed the Fleet Foxes. I love the Fleet Foxes. Yeah. I missed my chance to
take used to read
them.
In Bodacious Tata.
Well,
that explains a lot.
That explains why Megan Fox and Samantha Fox were the first two
picks. I
didn't
know picks. You could read that. I thought you just looked at it.
I don't know.
There's
you
words
read
in that?
Okay. Oh, no, the copy I had. You could read that to your children.
I never thought something like this would happen to me.
Terry, you're the only guy who bought jugs for the articles. Is that what you did?
That's what I did.
Oh, boy.
That's my parenting skill. They don't run very deep.
All right, guys. Have a great show. Speaks of Manly. We're back tomorrow. Boars and Bernstein. Ah, screw you guys.
Keep it here. More Boars and Bernstein on the way on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. Well, that didn't take long. Less than 5 years after purchasing the Brooklyn Nets, amidst great fanfare, Mikhail Prokhorov is looking to get out. Buying a championship team in the NBA turned out to be not quite as easy as becoming a billionaire in Russia. Prokhorov thought his money and minority owner Jay-Z's fame would bring LeBron James to Brooklyn. Instead, he got an old Paul Pierce and an older Kevin Garnett. They managed to get the Nets to the second round of the playoffs, but that's not what Prokhorov was looking for. He was going to run the Knicks off of Broadway with a sparkling new building and a team full of big-name free agents. Joe Johnson wasn't what he had in mind. The Knicks are awful, but they still sell out almost every night, and the Nets continue to wallow in mediocrity, virtually unnoticed on the far side of the East River. So long, Mikhail. We hardly knew you. I'm John Feinstein.
How did I get here? Dumb luck? Or good decisions? About marriage? Children? Money? About tomorrow?
Who matters most to you says the most about you. At MassMutual, we're owned by our policy owners, and they matter most to us. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. Ready to plan for your family's future? Contact Hoopas Financial Group at 312-347-1660.
Sports fans, have you considered a career in sports administration? According to Forbes, the sports industry is projected to grow by $145 billion by 2015. Join one of the fastest growing industries by completing an 18-month master's degree in sports administration at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Don't drop the ball. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
Every week, listeners are still winning big money at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. With one-week fantasy, the action starts again every week. Right through the playoffs, you can pick your team in minutes, anytime you want, and be on your way to winning instant cash. So join in on what hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans have already discovered. Head over to DraftKings.com now and enter the promo code SCORE to play for free. DraftKings.com. Bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter SCORE for free entry now at DraftKings.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Hi, I'm Scott Yassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mailr Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mailr Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Binnies.com. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Bass Pro Shops.
Boars and Bernstein.
Back to work Wednesday.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can. And to keep you informed and entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. A lot of persistent rapping at someone's back door. Why not? And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bores.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. Mike Kliss of the Denver Post joins us at 2 o'clock, second half at 3:30. Hub Arkish takes your calls at 5. And I expect that you should probably stick close to these airwaves because...
I would recommend
that. I would recommend you stay close for news because there are... the Halas Hall is abuzz right now. And there, it's moving very, very quickly.
I got a message about an hour ago, and it feels like it. It feels like it today, right now.
Yeah, it does too. And from what I've been hearing, they're well down the road.
Well down the road is correct.
One message I got says much of this has already been worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Fox has been contacting assistant coach candidates, and then this phrase: something peculiar would have to happen.
Something peculiar.
It's possible Pace and Fox don't hit it off. So it's not done, but they're moving toward each other briskly with their arms open, running toward each other across
hey,
a field.
How you doing? Hey. And he's going to tell him he's John Elway. No, I don't think Ryan Pace is crazy yet. I don't think he's insane yet. So there's no reason, because from what I've been told over a long period of time now, everybody seems to get along with John Fox. So, I mean, it's not exactly like this is a tough one. But, yeah, all the other stuff seems to be in place, and there has been a lot of stuff going on today at Halas Hall. And I don't know if they'll make the announcement today, but I was told they certainly could. Certainly could. That's yet to come, but they don't really want him out roaming around anymore.
They don't want him to leave the building.
Yeah.
Nope. And they've been able to talk to his agent about money for
correct.
A while.
They've been doing that.
And they have.
Mm-hmm.
That those negotiations have been ongoing. So the Bears want it to happen. It just has to be right. If Fox wants it to happen, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding. God, thank God, huh?
Yeah, just to have, you know, like you say, when other teams hire Bruce Arians or Andy Reid or Jeff Fisher, it feels like that. It feels like, okay, it takes off the table so many things you'd otherwise have to worry about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, you know, I just find, in general, the guys, what jobs guys are taking this offseason, awfully peculiar. And to me, this makes more sense. This is the one move that I would look at and say, well, that makes perfect sense. There's connections here. There's some likability factor. There is no those who know him and know he can put together a really quality staff. There's a lot of stuff that's been going on, but it's one of those things that we talked about yesterday. It makes so much sense, and that's why it frightens you when it's the Bears. But we're okay, all right.
And I understand that Kyle Shanahan remains a top choice as OC.
That seems to be the case.
So if you're talking Kyle Shanahan and Dennis Allen as your coordinators.
Yeah.
Again, okay. It's solid.
Mm-hmm.
It's solid.
Yep. Yeah, and like I say, you got to build this thing from the ground back up again to getting them back to where they should be, and then we'll see what happens. You'll have very capable coaches. You have a very capable head coach, and see what happens. And don't worry about the little minutiae nonsense about this. This is a ground floor operation where it was left off. These two guys, Trestman and Emery, oh, my God.
312-644-6767 is the number. WSCR, The Score. Email us at boresandbernstein@670thescore.com. It's where you listen to us. We are streaming 670thescore.com.
Texting
67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Texts on The Score presented by thehomeloanexpert.com. On Twitter, it's @Bores_Bernstein. Follow me @Dan_Bernstein. There's boresandbernstein.com. And the Audio Roadshow application for your mobile device. It allows you to answer the 10 seconds of glory question, which today is not a question. Leave a birthday message for our very own Matt Abaticola. Our producers today, Joe Dredge.
773. If they hire Fox, any chance he brings Del Rio and Gase with him? Gacy. Oh, my gosh. I don't think so. He's kind of dead also.
Not all the way dead, just kind of dead.
Mostly dead. It's not all dead. He's mostly dead.
He is Rockford. American Idol.
He's kind of dead also.
Kind of. Oh, what do you know? God. Chris Tannehill.
You know, we also were talking about the running back, and I guess Mike Florio wrote something saying that he should consider sitting out a year rather than hurting his body, damaging his draft eligibility.
That's why Mike's a lawyer and not a football guy. You know, that's the most absurd thing I ever heard.
Oh! He's Captain Indestructo.
Our interns, Tommy Guns and Tony Fish.
Way to go, McCaskies.
Well, if Abaticola said it, it's got to be true.
Scoreboard update.
Florio actually is a football guy.
And a lawyer.
But he's still a football guy, too. And I also heard John Fox is looking at Jeffrey Dahmer for defense coordinator.
So, I like it.
Yeah, that should be really, really good.
Also known for his exotic blitzes.
Oh, yeah. Also, very delightful treats after the games are over, too.
He's kind of dead also.
Kind of dead.
Is he dead? Jeffrey Dahmer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
he didn't last long. Remember the guy beat him to death within very
oh,
quickly.
He did? Yeah.
It didn't take
very
him
quickly.
Long. Yeah. That didn't take long.
That didn't take long. Nope. We could do, you know what we could do? Friday Fun. We could do a special, like, your stories from prison. Prison stories? That'd be great.
We were
how about your encounters with serial killers? What?
You know, once the Bears get all this nonsense out of the way,
we're definitely
ready.
Yeah, I was ready to do it this Friday, yeah, but I think we're going to have a John Fox interview probably Friday. Anywho, from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, don't get shut out this season, fellas. Score with a Wolves fan four-pack. Just visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Bears will interview John Fox today. Maybe it's going on right now. Maybe it's over and he's hired. We just don't know yet for their head coaching position.
Bumpy Patches.
Bumpy Patch is one of our next interns, actually. Bumpy Patches. Fox went 46-18 with Denver. He won four division titles.
You would almost certainly
get an outstanding coaching staff.
Right, Dahmer,
and one that would enhance him. And he would delegate well. He's not the kind of guy who micromanages or tells everyone what to do. He puts faith and trust in good assistants, and he allows them to do their job. So I think he'd be an outstanding choice.
That's Hall of Fame writer Dan Pompey with Mully and Hanley this morning. You can hear that entire interview at 670thescore.com. Many NFL insiders believe Fox will become the next head coach of the Bears. We do also. Terrell Austin will interview with the Broncos for their head coaching position. Also has a second interview scheduled with the Falcons. He met with the Bears brass yesterday. Reports have Jack Del Rio becoming the next head coach of the Raiders. The Bulls host the Wizards tonight. Mike Dunleavy will miss his seventh straight game. The Blackhawks are off until Friday when Winnipeg comes to town. Jonathan Toews was named one of the captains for All-Star Weekend. College Buckets, Northwestern hosts Illinois. Coverage on the Score begins tonight at 8. Also yesterday, historic loss for Duke, number 4 Duke, 90-74 to Miami. Take that, Bernstein. And just when you think you've had it bad at home, Kurt Busch, NASCAR driver, testified earlier today his ex-girlfriend is a trained assassin. Your marriage doesn't sound all that bad now, does it? This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rock and Refuel, available in the dairy case at Jewel Osco. It's Jewel Osco, not Jewels. It's Jewel Osco. Introducing the new Simple 6 menu at Subway. It starts with 6 of their best 6-inch sandwiches, like the sweet onion chicken teriyaki, now in made just for you meals with chips and a 21-ounce fountain drink, all for just $6 each, all day, every day. Subway, eat fresh. And I actually have a Subway sandwich right here in front of me. Looking forward to getting to that bad boy in a second.
Okay, cool.
I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to The Home for Bears Fans, Chicago's number one sports station for breaking Bears news and information, like the hiring of John Fox. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
135 Boards of Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score. And I think today we're right on that verge of the John Fox celebration. May get it before this day is over.
There's this thought from Wicker Park Mac regarding Kurt Busch and that bizarro story.
Yeah.
And there's no way it's true. He said, first of all, Rusty Harden will do anything to create reasonable doubt, under oath or not. And secondly, if she were in the CIA or some covert group, they would never allow this to get to court. And a properly trained assassin wouldn't be showing pictures of bodies they've killed or show up at home with blood on their clothes or talk about it in the first place.
That's correct. Otherwise, you don't live long.
Right. You're
no, you do not live long.
Friendly fire comes and finds you.
Yeah, you do not. That's not one of those. No. I read it and I just was abused. It's just amusing. I didn't believe a word of it. But then, you know, there's a lot of that stuff going around the last couple of days.
It's just very strange for it to be under oath. I mean, I understand somebody saying something or something appearing in a book. And speaking of odd things in a book, there have been people, the guy who's featured in American Sniper,
mm-hmm.
who wrote a book.
Yes.
A lot of the stuff he completely made up, too, it appears. Just out of whole cloth. And it's finally being debunked. There are some people going through it and actually showing how some of the stuff became legend and that this guy who now is being made into this movie had invented a lot of truths about himself and was kind of odd in his own right, had some issues. So I wouldn't believe everything you see or hear about him. Willie and Gurney on the Score.
Hey, Terry,
yeah.
Got a question.
Yeah.
Listen to you guys forever. You guys are awesome. I have a question. Now, you're certain with your source that March 6th or something like that, Brandon Marshall's gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they were to hire Fox, wouldn't he be able to straighten all that out and then the other players fall in line and we wouldn't lose one of the best receivers?
No, because nobody ever has. I mean, Brandon Marshall's shelf life with every team he's been on is reasonably short because they don't want him around. And I mean, I think the one thing
you can
that
find
I
a
was
receiver.
Told for sure they're going to do is that he's gone. That's going to be out of the control of whoever the new coach is. And he will be told that.
Do you think Kyle Shanahan can fix Jay Cutler?
It's not about fixing Jay Cutler.
Yeah, it's not. No, it's really not.
Stop. First call you're talking about fixing Jay Cutler? Stop. No. It's bigger than that. Don't start this now. I'm just saying, don't start. Do you think he'll fix Cutler? They're not worried about fixing Cutler.
No, because the next time the Bears are good, he will be a very distant memory. Next time the Bears are challenging.
Don't start with that. Stop thinking that. stop thinking it.
You know what? There's certainly, look, you can hit him in the head with a mallet. Or Ryan mallet, too. I don't know if he could hit him in the head with anything, but you're not going to get it out of their bloodstream. We've been doing this for how long now? 2 weeks of this? And have we removed any of this from their bloodstream?
Apparently not.
None. Thank you. None. No Cutler, haven't removed. That's the first Brandon Marshall in a while, but the Cutler one is a constant. Can we fix him? No. No, don't worry about him. Don't worry about him. I mean, I don't know what the Bears are going to do. I have no idea what they're going to do. He is not important to it. He is not just a key member of what they want to do here when they eventually get this thing turned around.
Yeah, I'm not sure why everybody remains so fixated on that when it's not. The Bears are thinking much bigger than that.
Much bigger.
And for a texter mad at me saying I'm trashing an American hero, I'm just telling you that I've been reading a lot of stuff. There's a great long essay here called Truth, Justice, and the Curious Case of Chris Kyle. Just about what is true and what's not true, things he's written about stories that happened and claims that he's made that never happened, that he made up.
Is that where the movie, it was the movie based upon the book?
I don't know, but he's got all kinds of stories about of the vigilante justice and punching Jesse Ventura in a bar fight, and never happened, and there's all kinds of canards here.
How about the 133 kills?
I don't think they're writing specifically about that. This is mostly stuff that he just made up.
Made up, okay.
The stuff of record is actually of record.
Okay.
But it's really just very weird.
I never read the book. All I've seen is the movie trailers, and the reaction to the movie has been overwhelmingly positive by everybody who's seen it. Whether it's, you know, if it's Fantasyland, it's Fantasyland, but everybody still loves the movie. But you can't take that away. Whether it's true or false, and you know, you could do one that's false. And I think if you do it well, and Clint Eastwood does things well, I think. But yeah, I mean, the guy has sort of become an American legend with all of this.
Well, I think we know from the Pat Tillman stuff and the Jessica Lynch stuff and all of it that most of this stuff are just, more often than not, it's not true. West Side Rod, you're on the score. Hi, Rod.
Don't say that, Dan. I'm looking forward to seeing that movie, man. Come on, dude. Don't do that.
I'm sure it has nothing to do with how good a movie it is.
We can still see the movie. I think the movie will be fine, and you just see the movie and enjoy the damn movie like you would any other movie.
My God. Just Dan's enjoy like baby, it. Dan's like Baby Hub over there just sprinkling on everybody's joy.
I'm just telling you what I read here. That's an impressive... list of debunking a lot of these claims.
Yeah, quick basketball point after I get to my Bears point here, but I'm getting that tingly feeling in my pants, and it ain't because of your gay ass, Terry. I'm just letting you know, but I'm getting that feeling. I'm feeling so good about this impending Johnson, this Fox hire, and for the first time, we went and got a connecting guy. In essence, for all the dumb Bear fans out there. And I might be getting a little ahead of myself on the Pace hiring, but in essence, we've hired Ray Liotta's character, Henry Hill. We hired the young Connecticut kid. For the first time, we got someone who knows someone, you know? And that's how I feel about that. And just to piggyback on a basketball point that you made, I think it was yesterday, Dan, did you read the article that said that LeBron James had played 1,000 more minutes in his career.
Yep.
1,000 more minutes than Andre Miller, who was drafted 4 years prior to him. And Andre Miller wasn't just a bum. He started like
first. I looked a lot of that today, right? Because I wrote about
that
it today too. Because
think about that.
Yeah, it's scary if you're the Cavaliers when you see a guy with 41,000 minutes at age 30. If you include playoff games, 41,000 minutes. We think of him as superhuman, but nobody is.
Well, you know what? He's been doing a lot of back-breaking work for many seasons now. Big minutes. And you can't take much time off when you're him when you're playing those minutes, by the way. There's not a lot of time to rest because they count him on the other end just as much as they count him on the other end. You know what I mean? He's guarding whatever. He has to. So he's not able to kind of get his, you know, get a little breath there, and then he's got to go down and play offense. So, I mean, when you're talking about that number of minutes, you're talking about hard-ass minutes with this guy. Hard-ass minutes, because he's not, oh, yeah, take this guy over here in the corner because he's not going to do anything but stand there. Okay, yeah, we'll see how that goes for you. I mean, every minute that guy's on the court, every minute is something. It's not like, well, yeah, take a minute here or take a minute here to catch his. He can't.
There's no down minutes for him.
He can't.
And especially on this team, if they're going to do anything, he has to do everything.
I don't think they can.
I don't either.
I don't think
so. I think they waited too long on this coach. They had an opportunity to fire him and try to figure out the season. You see him shove him out of the way last night?
Yeah, shove him out of the way because he didn't know what the hell was going on.
Well, he said he was trying to protect him from getting a technical. Right. But it's the same coach LeBron wouldn't even let in the huddle.
Yeah.
Earlier in the year. Remember that?
Yeah. I think there's an issue with that guy. And I think you've waited too long. I think you...
LeBron's sending too many passive mixed messages on this guy. I would say, LeBron, if you want to fire him, fire him.
It made no sense to do what you did and then hire him.
He's Tressman.
Yeah, it made no sense.
He's Tressman. He's a noted tactical intellect coaching lesser professional players in another country who's brought over to a team with high expectations.
Yeah, I don't believe, you know, that anybody smart running a team. And there's all kinds of veteran NBA coaches that I believe would have made this thing go. Not the last couple of weeks without LeBron, but would have made this thing go. Would have gotten the best out of everybody you can get the best out of, including LeBron, Love. And I know that Irving's always heard, there's always something achy about him, but I think had you hired, whether it's George Karl or somebody else, a real veteran, real-ass NBA coach, what are they, 19 and 20?
And it sounds exactly like what the Bears may be able to do by end of business today.
Correct.
Is hire a veteran, real-ass coach.
Smart thing to
and
do.
And that's what they're in the process of doing, and we're hopeful that John Fox does not leave the building without putting a hat on with a C on it. Boards, and not a Cub hat either. He's not going to do that.
No, that's enough. No.
Boards and Bernstein, you have the score.
Blackhawks coverage on the score is presented by Bud Light, official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks.
Cassidy Tire and Service.
2015 is here, and Cassidy Tire and Service asks that you make one resolution you promise to keep. Safety comes first this winter. Every year, thousands of people get stuck in the cold and the damp, or can't control stopping, traction, or steering on frozen streets and highways. Most winter driving problems can be handled easily with a free checkup stop at your local Cassidy Tire and Service. We'll check your tire pressure, your wipers and fluid levels, battery charge, and the wear and tear on your tires and brakes. It's fast, simple, and makes all the difference for winter driving in Chicagoland. Need new tires? Now is when it's most important, and Cassidy stocks a complete lineup of performance, all-season, winter tires, and name-brand tires at very competitive prices. If you promise to make safety first this winter, we promise to make it simple. Remember,
don't just buy tires, buy Cassidy.
Cassidy, Chicago's tire and service with 15 convenient Chicagoland locations. Family-owned and operated since 1914.
So let our family take care of your family. Visit CassidyTire.com today.
Cassidy!
I can't believe we're really heli skiing!
No, we're not! Gotta turn back!
What?
No, can't do! Forgot my card! Don't feel in the zone without it!
What are you talking about?
My Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois card!
You have your phone! You can get it on there!
Right on! Well, then I guess it's time to shred the steep and deep! Later, dudes! Cowabunga!
Hey, kid, this is the cockpit. You sure your dad has his Blue Cross card?
Positive!
Copy that. Because that peak he just jumped for, that was a cloud.
For all the adventures that lie ahead, or below, you know what to bring. Your Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois card. Through it all.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois is a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company.
School is a struggle for Lewis. He's missing class and falling behind. This story can have two different endings. He could choose to drop out, or with help from United Way, he could get tutoring and mentoring and start thinking about becoming a computer programmer. So instead of being out on the street, thanks to United Way, Lewis is in his school's computer lab. United Way of Metropolitan Chicago. Together, we can change the story. To help, visit liveunitedchicago.org.
Live and local.
Unbelievable.
Radio's best personalities.
The Kevin and Bean shows.
Got Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Granny Goes too.
Music sports and interactive content.
Radio.com.
Around the country.
Live and local.
Unbelievable.
Radio's best personalities.
Kevin and Bean shows.
Got Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Granny goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's tire professionals, is the store to get your car ready for winter. Suburban Tire stocks thousands of tires from all the brand names, including Michelin, where right now you can get a $70 mail-in rebate. Rebate offer good November 10th through December 8th. Stop in now and get $20 off any oil change or $40 off coolant flush. Forget the national chains. Visit them at SuburbanTire.com for money-saving coupons or their store locations in St. Charles, Hanover Park, Oswego, Roselle, or the Superstore on North Avenue in Glendale Heights. Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's premier independent tire dealer. See redemption form for complete offer details. Offer expires 12/8/14. Void or prohibited. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Radio.com and People Magazine want to sing you to music's biggest night.
Grammy nominee.
The Grammy goes to...
Airfare to Los Angeles and hotel stay. Enter now at radio.com/Grammys-sweepstake. Attention local business owners. Was your New Year's resolution to grow your business? CBS Local, Audio Ad Center, Facebook, and Intuit QuickBooks are partnering to give one lucky local business the key tools to be successful in 2015. Enter to win over $4,000 worth of audio and social advertising, accounting software, business resources, and more. Go to NewYearSweepstakes.com and enter today. That's NewYearSweepstakes.com. Don't miss out on jumpstarting your New Year's resolution.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local florist deliver your flowers tomorrow or even today. Just give us a call at 1-800-820-5331 to place your order. That's JustFlowers.com. JustFlowers.com. Visit our website to view fresh flower arrangements, plants, and gift baskets. Or you can call Just Flowers at 1-800-820-5331.
300. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I believe, yeah, that the Bears are going to let Pace make this hire. That George and Ted are going to be in the background, that Ernie is going to be in the background. You know, I think Pace is probably going to listen to a guy like Sean Payton as much as anyone else in this process. Payton's a guy who he's got a close relationship with, and... you know, Peyton's obviously very tight with John Fox.
That's our guy, Big Z. You heard him right here. It's Bully and Hamley on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bully sounded doubtful about that, didn't he? Who was making the coaching hire? Did I hear that correctly there?
I have no reason to doubt that he's making the coaching hire.
Yeah, I don't either. But Bully knows the Bears better than we do. I just didn't. Well,
I know he's making the coaching hire.
I heard that. Yes, he is making the coaching hire.
Right, he is.
He loves this idea.
Yeah, there may have been a time where those above the nominal general manager were involved because it was just that. In the days of Rod Graves, the days of Mark Hatley, when Jerry Angelo first started, there wasn't as much power. But it's not that way for Emery. It's not that way, certainly, for Ryan Pace.
Yeah, and part of it is apparently they actually kind of learned their lesson. With the continued failures over many administrations here, that they kind of were looking at it this 10 years ago or so.
Learned it almost exactly 10 years ago is when there was this sort of a reckoning, like, we got to get the hell out of the way.
Yeah, we're not doing this very well, so why don't we do something novel, let them do it.
And they didn't like it. That's the other thing. That it's not something, and I know for a fact that Ted doesn't like any of it. In his world, he's happy enough. All he wants is for the GM to be so successful, the football side to be so successful, all he has to do is figure out where all the money's going. And then he can go to league meetings. And he's a perfectly happy camper. In Fox River Grove, Pete is on the score.
Hey, guys. I was just wondering, what's the story on Jared Allen? Is he coming back next year?
He's under contract.
Does he fall under the cap this year or last year?
You fall under the cap every year.
Okay.
Mostly he fell underneath a blocker.
Yeah, mostly he was just falling on the ground.
No, I know. I saw him interviewed,
and he's believing that he's going to come back because they were talking to him about the coach. I don't remember where I saw it. And he's a very pleasant guy, Jared Allen. He's like Mr., you know, but he certainly has no doubt he was talking about this year. I mean, he certainly believes he's going to come back. I mean, hey, that's your general manager's call. If they want somebody out the door, they usher him out the door no matter what the contract is. That's the deal. Bears understand that. You don't put a guy in charge and say, we don't think we want to do that. Yeah, they will. I have no idea what Ryan Pace thinks of him. I have no idea what John Fox thinks of him.
We'll see. But
do you?
No.
I don't know.
I don't. The ghost of Dave Dravecki's arm says, guys, the Chris Kyle stories have been debunked as hooey from the moment his book came out. Said, love my country, hate the propaganda-loving idiots who think none of us can do wrong. Yeah, it's the post-war stuff. When he talked about shooting Katrina looters, he talked about shooting carjackers.
Oh, so it's not the actual...
The post-war stuff.
Post-war stuff.
All
okay.
The post-war stuff.
I was only aware of a little bit
apparently,
of that, not much.
The stuff about punching Jesse Ventura actually resulted in a judgment against him. That he actually got to court. He had to pay Ventura like $1 million or something for making up a story that he punched out Jesse Ventura in a bar because Ventura didn't love America enough.
Well, anyway, yeah, I think the war stuff, they had, you know, I believe it was the terminology 133 confirmed kills. I mean, I don't think that's just you. I have no idea how it works, but I know that, you know, a little bit post-war stuff, and I think the movie is almost all war stuff.
Yeah, no, it's not. There's a lot of post-war stuff, too. I don't know what they use and what they don't, but I don't think it's that. The post-war stuff's all been debunked as stuff that he just made up. He had some problems.
He did.
Forest Park Brian is on WSCR.
He did.
What's up, guys? I was just thinking about how you guys talked about how Pace and the general manager has full power over everything, but about a week ago you reported that Marshall is definitely gone before Pace was hired. So wouldn't that decision have come from Phillips and McCaskey?
Above.
And not from
them? Yeah, that was ownership is done with Brandon Marshall.
Ownership. They own the team.
Ownership
they're
is...
They're done with him, but you said he'd be gone. So wouldn't that have been their decision?
Yes. Oh, that is ownership
so
pulling
that's
rank.
Above the general manager.
Correct.
He doesn't have full power.
Well, in
so
that is...
Yes, he does.
He does, but that's one case where they're going to... They knew that whoever they were going to hire, they were stepping on for that.
So that's not full power for...
Well, he does have full power. That is a case
That was done before he was hired.
It was done before the hire.
That was before he was hired.
That's a condition independent of their general manager. That
so
the
can he, the can Pace change that? Can he turn around and say, no, I want to keep him?
You know, I ask that, and I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But it is possible he could say, no, I want to keep him. And then you'd have an issue. But I haven't been told that he's said that yet. But that's the correct next question.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, thanks.
I don't know why you'd want to keep him.
Right.
Why would you want to keep him? Old, injured, and a pain in the ass. And a guy that, while you're trying to establish something, is trying to establish something else.
Yeah, that's the last thing you want around.
Yeah, let John Fox do his thing. I'm sure he's been around enough sour veterans and guys that he doesn't want to be around.
And I know the owners don't, this idea of correcting him, that Bears ownership believes that Marshall is crazy and completely beyond coaching.
It's a good question, though. Can if Ryan Pace says, "Hey George, can we talk about this?"
I don't know.
I don't either.
I'm not sure what would happen then if that's the case.
I think that would be a wrong decision by the young general manager
and a bad first fight to pick for bad reasons that'll ultimately make you look stupid.
Yep.
Mike Kliss joins us from the Denver Post next on The Score.
Listen to the Spiegel and Manilli Show featuring 16-year Bears veteran Patrick Manilli, 9-1 on The Score.
When I played, everybody thought I was an expert. Who's going to be your coach? What's this general manager like? But now I'm doing digging and talking to people that know people. I have information. So it's completely different sitting on this side of the microphone than being a player.
The Spiegel and Manilli Show, middays 9-1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670 The Score.com, Chicago's sports station.
Carl has health problems. Bad diet, high blood pressure, and no insurance. This story can have two different endings. He could end up having bypass surgery. Or, with help from United Way, he could get connected to healthcare services and bypass surgery altogether. So instead of spending time on his back, thanks to United Way, Carl is spending time on his feet. United Way of Metropolitan Chicago. Together, we can change the story. To help, visit liveunitedchicago.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt,